Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Chinese e-commerce market is now the largest in the world. Research has revealed what kind of items Latin American women are most likely to buy online. And the world of digital payments is hotting up in India. China's internet penetration has broken the 50% barrier for the first time ever. The news was announced by the China Internet Network Information Center, which confirmed that as of the end of 2015, 688 million people used the internet in China, equivalent to 50.3% of the population. The rise in internet penetration is being driven primarily by increasing smartphone adoption. Around 90% of Chinese internet users, equivalent to 620 million people, use their smartphone to access the web at least occasionally. 18.5% said that they only ever access the internet using their smartphone. The report also revealed that China now has the largest e-commerce market in the world. The Chinese e-commerce market was worth $673 billion last year, a staggering 41% increase on the previous year. This is substantially more than the American e-commerce market, which was worth $347 billion in 2015 after seeing yearly growth of just 8%. The US had previously been the world's biggest e-commerce market. Research by Linio has revealed what kind of items Latin American women are most likely to buy online. The study found regional differences in both the kinds of products bought and the age of the average online shopper. In Ecuador, Argentina, and Mexico, technology products were bought more often than any other product category. This trend was strongest in Ecuador, where 56% of all items bought from e-commerce sites were tech items. In Chile and Colombia, in contrast, health and beauty products were the most popular product categories. In Peru, accessories were the product type most likely to be bought online. When looking at the age of female shoppers, Peru had the youngest demographic, with two-thirds being aged 34 and under. On the other end of the spectrum, however, 18 to 34-year-olds accounted for less than half of Argentina's female e-commerce population. Two of India's biggest banks, State Bank of India and ICICI Bank, are working on mobile payments technologies. Bank of India has announced that it's currently developing a system similar to Apple Pay, which will allow customers to link their credit cards to their smartphones. ICICI Bank is also developing a mobile payments app. Both systems will rely on host card emulation and near-field communication technologies, whereby smartphones placed near a card reader can communicate with the card reader just like a card. The lack of widespread card readers in India could be a potential stumbling block, although neither bank has commented on this. Separately, the social media giant Facebook has partnered up with the Indian online payment gateway company Citrus Pay. Currently, users can only use Citrus Pay to spend money on Facebook games, but it's assumed that users will eventually be able to buy items from e-commerce pages on the site. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth $11 billion and is growing rapidly, with online sales expected to reach $220 billion by 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. And finally, Indonesia's export market saw an overall improvement in February compared to the previous month. Exports of 17 out of Indonesia's 24 commodities saw increases in February, bringing in over $10 billion, an increase of almost 9% on January. Looking at the main markets that Indonesia exports to China and Japan both rose by around 7 and 5% respectively. Exports to the US fell by around 7%, however. The figures show a decline in exports compared to this time last year by about 10%. The Indonesian government hopes that the recent upturns in exports will help to reverse this negative trend. Most of these sales take place offline, but the proportion taking place online is increasing. The Indonesian e-commerce market is growing rapidly and is expected to be worth $4.5 billion in 2016. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.